We're going to look back, because in this morning's reading, Joseph forgave his brothers. And this is Joseph, not Marion Joseph, Joseph, but go Joseph, Joseph. Joseph and the amazing Technicolor dream coat, Joseph, which, by the way, is, you know, it's a lovely musical and everything, but the whole amazing Technicolor thing, really the Bible says that Joseph was given a long robe with sleeves. It's not as exciting to us, but it was exciting then, and it was the cause of jealousy, but Joseph in the amazing long robe with sleeves probably wouldn't have sold a whole lot of tickets. Joseph forgave his brothers. He invited the brothers who conspired to kill him, but instead sold him as a slave, to come and live with him. And he told them to bring their father, that they'd be able to thrive during the time of famine in Egypt. And Joseph told them that all of their actions were part of God's plan to save them. It's easy to look in reverse and see how one path led to another and then to another, and how everything worked to bring a person, a family, or an organization to the place that they are now. But who's to say that it had to happen that way? Maybe Joseph here, but did Joseph need to be sold as a slave for his brothers to be saved years later? What if the brothers had never conspired against him? What if they all got along and Joseph still dreamed about a famine? What if Jacob had never given Joseph the long robe with sleeves and made the other brothers exceedingly jealous? What if any of the parts of the story and the life of Joseph had been different? Would the brothers have survived? I don't know. No one knows. We have no idea how different or the same things may have turned out if parts of our story, this story, any story, had been changed. So, you know, it's wise to study history. It's wise to learn from our mistakes that we've made throughout history so that we don't repeat them. But I'm not one to look at history and say, if it hadn't happened this way, otherwise it couldn't have happened because, well, it couldn't have happened. Because when we look back in events and determine if this hadn't happened, then of course that would not have happened, and that could never have happened, then ultimately this wonderful thing could not have happened, we decide that there's only one way to get from point A to point B. And if there's only one way to get from point A to point B, then we have to open ourselves to the other side of the idea, if only I hadn't done this, then this would not have happened, then this would not have happened, and then this awful thing would not have happened. I know that our actions matter. Our decisions matter. They affect not only us, but also people and things all around us. They affect things locally. They affect things globally. But we are not the only ones who act. We're not the only church who acts. We're not the only community, the only state or nation that acts and decides the way that we're going to do things. And today's reading, while saying right up front, this all happened so that this could happen, it really isn't about how every decision we make is life-altering. It isn't really even about all things working together for good. It's about those last two verses. Reconciliation of Joseph and his brothers. See, the brothers hated Joseph. Really hated Joseph. And Joseph had a hard life and had every reason to hate them back. But instead he reached out to him. He wept with them. He talked with them. And they were reconciled to each other. So whether you're moving forward or in reverse or standing still, you've got to embrace our continuing journey and be nice. I know that we're not always nice, but really there's an important thing to that. Being nice, being kind to one another changes the direction of things. no matter what is really going on. I don't think God is putting secret codes in books so that only the ones with secret knowledge can figure out how things are going to go in this world from this point forward. I don't think God is about having us to study the Bible so that we can see how everything that happened there had to happen that way. The codes and the predictions, you know, the verifications. They make entertaining movies like The Da Vinci Code. They make entertaining stage plays like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. But you know, they're not really what's central to this story. I don't think they're what's important to learn. That Joseph dreamed and was able to tell the future? Okay. Joseph was reconciled to his brothers who hated him, and he had every reason to hate them back. So what's important in this story, the entire story of the Bible? What's important is love and justice and forgiveness and peace and comforting those who mourn and compassion and mercy and generosity, caring for all, healing, and of course, reconciliation. Maybe we think about these all the time. Maybe they're far away, but reconciliation, oh, too often, that's the farthest thing from our mind. Anybody look at the news this week, this month? Ferguson, Missouri. Reconciliation is the farthest thing from our minds. The Gaza Strip, Ukraine, Iraq, Syria. We're interested in finding a common enemy. Demonizing that enemy, fighting against that enemy, punishing that enemy, and annihilating that enemy. And where does that end up? Violence, enemies, continued violence and hate, and it gets worse from there. The story of Joseph teaches us that it doesn't have to get worse from there. Joseph had every reason to annihilate his enemy. He chose to find a way to reconciliation. We can do better. We can do better when it comes to love, justice, forgiveness, peace, comforting those who mourn, compassion, mercy, generosity, caring for all, healing, and reconciliation. Amen.